This is Radio Nepal. I am Sri Zana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Political parties begin submitting closed proportional representation list for House of Representative election. Deadline for submission until today. Election Commission approves Election Code of Conduct 2082, code to come into force from mid-January. Cross-border movement resumes at Raswagadi border after 6 months. And Zelensky and Trump held meeting at Florida discuss Ukraine peace plan. Now the news in detail. The political parties have started submitting their closed list of candidates under the Proportional Representation PR system for the upcoming House of Representative elections scheduled for March 5. According to the Election Commission, the submission process that began yesterday has the deadline set for 4 p.m. today. The Commission has verified whether the listed candidates are included in the voter roll and will further examine the list to ensure compliance with election laws. The provisional and final closed list will be published subsequently. Earlier, 100 political parties registered to contest the election under the PR system using 93 electoral symbols. The Election Commission has approved the Election Code of Conduct 2082-BS for the upcoming House of Representative elections. According to the Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhadrai, the revised code aims to ensure clean, free, fair and credible elections. The Commission finalized the code after incorporating suggestions received on the draft. The code will apply to the Government of Nepal and its ministers, provincial government and ministers, constitutional bodies and officials, government and public institutions, local executive bodies, security agencies and employees at federal, provincial and local levels. It will also cover political parties, their affiliated organizations, candidates, election representatives and individuals holding public office. The code published on the Commission's website yesterday will come into force from mid of January 2026. The Election Commission has fixed the expenditure ceiling for candidates contesting the upcoming National Assembly election. According to the Commission, each candidate will be allowed to spend a maximum of 1 million rupees during the election. Of this amount, up to 350,000 rupees can be spent under the specific campaign-related headings. The Commission has outlined clear spending limits, including allocations for vehicle rental, fuel, campaign materials, transportation, interaction and seminar programs, publicity through print and electronic media, office operations, mobilization of representatives, and miscellaneous expenses. The National Assembly election is scheduled to be held on January 25th. The Election Commission has also directed all candidates to open a separate bank account in a licensed bank or financial institution for election expenses. The Commission said the measures aim to ensure transparency, accountability, and fairness in the election process. The cross-border movement at the Raswagadi, which had been closed for 6 months, has resumed from yesterday. According to the Chief District Officer of Raswa, Rajesh Panthi, the vehicle started moving from yesterday morning after the completion of construction of the Bailey Bridge over the Lende River on Nepal and China border. CDO Panthi said the Chinese counterparts in the border area have sent information about the opening of the Raswagadi checkpoint from the 1st of January 2026. Inspector Bikram Kaur of the Timore Border Police Post said the Nepali lorry and container drivers and representatives of businessmen have already departed towards Kerung for bringing cargo containers from there. These containers had gone to Kerung to bring goods before July 8 when flood and landslide following heavy rains damaged the bridge. The Supreme Court has extended the statute of limitation, time limits and dates for appearance in the ongoing cases until January 14. A larger full bench led by Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Rao took the decision yesterday after reviewing a report by Supreme Court officials recommending the extension. The order also includes a 60-day extension for document collection in cases affected by the arson and vandalism on September 9. The text of the Supreme Court's order is expected to be released today. Spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala has urged stakeholders to assist in gathering the necessary documents for the affected cases. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel has said that he is ready to address policy gaps to ensure effective services of Nepal Telecom by resolving the company's issues. During an inspection of the Pokhara-based office of Nepal Telecom yesterday, Minister Kharel said that an election was inevitable to take the nation towards development and prosperity. Minister Kharel visited the Gandaki province office of the Nepal Telecom and the Incel Data Center at Talchok in the city. Minister for Energy Kulman Gissing has emphasized that strong international road and air connectivity is vital for the tourism development of Pokhara. Inaugurating the 27th Street Festival organized on the occasion of New Year 2026, Minister Gissing said the government has prioritized the operation of international flights from Pokhara International Airport. He stressed that extending the road network up to the Korola border point and ensuring regular international flights are essential to boost tourism in Pokhara. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the public to exercise caution while warming themselves with fire and using heaters or geysers during the winter season. In a press statement issued yesterday, Ministry's spokesperson Dr. Prakash Burathoki warned that serious accidents could occur if proper safety measures are not followed while lighting fires or operating heating appliances. He advised people to avoid using coal-based fires as much as possible and to ensure proper ventilation in rooms when using fire or heaters. The Ministry also urged keeping inflammable materials such as paper, clothes and kerosene away from fireplaces and heaters and to fully extinguish fires after use. The Ministry has further recommended to switch off the heating appliances periodically and turning them off completely after use. The Ministry has called on everyone to remain vigilant to prevent winter-related accidents. The Nepal police have recovered 733 of the approximately 1,300 weapons looted during the Zenzi protest on September 8 and 9. Security agencies say some missing weapons may have been hidden or discarded, for which a special operation is ongoing to recover the remaining arms. Meanwhile, 912 people have been arrested in connection with vandalism, arson and attacks on state and private property during the protest. Some suspects are in judicial custody while others have been released on bail and investigations continue. In total, 465 police officers damaged during the unrest have been fully restored and resumed operations. In the Kathmandu Valley alone, 17 out of 18 police circles were burned and are now operational. Similarly, Department of Prison Management reported that out of 14,559 prisoners who escaped during the movement, 9,869 have returned, leaving 4,671 still at large. During the clashes, 19 prisoners lost their lives. Notices have been issued to encourage the remaining absconding prisoners to return with legal action threatened under the Prison Management Act 2023. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and US President Donald Trump have described their meeting in Florida as great and terrific, focusing on a potential peace plan for Ukraine. According to the BBC, Zelensky said a 20-point peace plan is about 90% agreed, while Trump noted that a security guarantee for Ukraine is close to 95% complete. However, the US president acknowledged that one or two very thorny issues remain with territorial disputes, particularly over land, proving most challenging. On Russia, Trump noted that President Vladimir Putin has not yet agreed to a ceasefire, which Ukraine considers essential for any referendum or territorial resolution. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Kandaki and Karnali provinces today. Meanwhile, fog and mist will continue at most places of the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Political parties begin submitting closed proportional representation list for House of Representatives election, deadline for submission until today. Election Commission approves Election Code of Conduct 2082 code to come into force from mid-January. Cross-border movement resumes at Raswagadi after 6 months. And Zelensky and Trump held meeting at Florida, discuss Ukraine peace plan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.